what are you doing with all those cards?
Oh, I got roped into updating the church phone directory.
Oh, good. It's nothing important. I need you to help me memorize the names of my fraternity brothers. I'm pledging Sigma Alpha Pi.
Well, if anyone was ever born to be a sap, you're it.
Grandma, Sigma Alpha Pi is part of our American heritage. They were the first fraternity to ever stage a panty raid.
Well, it's good to know my tuition money isn't going to waste.
Us pledges have to recite all the names in the time it takes for a match to burn. Clyde Allen, Pete Basker, Chuck Below, MJ Cody, Aldous Silva, Friedland, Jim Gadd, Bill Harp, Steve Hill, loud. David
you
Johnson, Johnny Warren, Peter Nance, Penny Nakayama,
DJ Plum,
Bob Priest, Bud Robinson, Muggs, Jim Smith, Rhett Turner, Kim Tuschinski, ow!
Oh, go stick it nice, you sap.
Miss Harper, I need your advice on these curtains for the basement.
Well, my advice is don't make them. Lord, I haven't seen such ugly drapery material since Jane redecorated Tarzan's treehouse.
That's the idea, Mama. We're going to turn our basement into a passion pit.
Yeah. The pregnancy book says that the more exciting your love nest, the better your chances are to conceive.
Yeah. Well, if I were a baby, I'd think twice before coming into a world with curtains like that. Will you knock it off? I can't hear myself think.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mama. I'm trying to stop the picture from rolling. Sometimes all it needs is a good smack. There!
TV's not the only thing that needs a good smack.
Knock, knock. Here's Herman.
All goody.
Taking your goldfish for a walk, Iola?
Oh, Thelma's gonna fish sit for me.
Oh, where are you going, Iola?
Oh, I'm taking Mother and Daddy to Hot Sulphur Springs for the weekend. You know, they just installed a new crane, so it'll be easier to get Mother in and out of the baths.
Miss Harper, how do you get this thing off zigzag?
Good Lord, don't touch it. If you wreck my singer, Benton will start smacking it.
All right, have you seen my Phillips screwdriver?
Yeah, Benton, I was frosting the cake with it just this morning.
Ow! Grandma, you got any longer matches?
Why don't you go find yourself a smaller fraternity?
Are you still here?
Yes. Before I go, I was wondering, could you do me one more little favor this weekend?
What?
Could you come over and turn on a light when it gets dark?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, and then around 8 o'clock, could you come over and switch on the TV in the living room? Maybe turn on a few more lights upstairs? Flush the toilet a few times? You know, make it look like somebody's at home.
Somebody will be at home, me!
And then around midnight...
Where the hell is it written that Thelma always plays the patsy? Want somebody to watch your fish? Call Thelma! Want to sew some draperies that'll get you hot? Call Thelma! Housekeeper, cook, slave all rolled into one? Call Thelma! That's probably for me! Just what is it you want from Thelma? Just a minute. It's for you, Mr. Goodwrench. You! It's one of your stupid cronies.
Which one?
Take this damn receiver out of my hand before I beat your butt with it! How about holy hell am I supposed to get my church work done in this zoo?
Miss Harper, please, watch your mouth. If we do get a little tiny baby in this house, I don't want you to corrupt him or her with your raunchy language.
Well, who the hell can keep a civil tongue in this nut house?
Well, don't blame it on us.
I mean it. If I could just be left alone this weekend, have a little bit of peace and quiet to get my work done, I swear not one dirty word would cross my lips.
Great, thanks. Whoa. Good news, Skeeter. Floyd over at the Jiffy Lube slipped on a grease spot and threw his back out.
Well, let's break out the champagne.
No, Mama, you don't understand. He won't be able to use his cabin up at Lake Crippen this weekend, so he said me and Naomi could.
Honey, that sounds like the love nest of our dreams.
Hey, I did it! I may make it through Hell Weekend after all.
Oh, is that where they lock you in the frat house and torture you for 2 days?
Yeah, it's real exclusive. Only a few of us pledges got invited.
What an honor. I never thought a grandson of mine would get to have his fanny paddled while pushing a peanut with his nose.
You know what this means, don't you, Miss Harper?
You'll be sore at both ends.
It means your wish has been granted. Everybody's going away for the weekend. You'll be all alone, and you can't cuss for 2 whole days.
Well, who cares? Because I'm going to have this entire house to myself. Hot diggity dog. Come on, you two. Let's get a move on.
Honey, what do you think you're going to want for dinner tonight up at Lake Crippen? Tuna salad for staying power, or SpaghettiOs for quick energy?
Well, if I know you, he's going to need both. All right, Bubba, come on, Animal House awakes.
Just think, Grandma, if I make it through Hell Weekend, I'm going to be a big man on campus.
Well, you better be a big man if you're going to wear around that stupid beanie. Come on, let's go. It's not polite to be late for your hazing.
Okay, Mama, we're all packed and ready to go.
Yep, have a nice weekend, Miss Harper. Say, are you sure that you're going to be okay here all by yourself?
Absolutely. You all run along. Have a wonderful time. Or run along and have a lousy time. Or run along and never come back. I don't care what she says. The answer to every mother's prayer. A house without a family. Yarborough, Young, Zetter, and Zuckerman. Well, I can't believe it. Those lug nuts have only been gone 10 hours. I'm already done with parishioners at a glance. I'll tell you what. Life is sure a lot simpler when you're all alone. You just have your little lean cuisine out of the cardboard box. No cooking, no calories, no cleanup. It was my idea of heaven. Hey, Herman! How's it going? About some more of these yummy fish flakes, huh? I tell you what, Herman, the only time you look alive is when you're eating. Hey, you want to watch a little bit of TV? Celebrity Wrestling's on Channel 8. Well, this is ridiculous. I can't tell Andre the Giant from Bobby the Brain. Oh, I could just kill Vinton. That dumb shh. Shame on me for what I almost said. Well, I guess there's always my new Jackie Collins. Well, I guess after all that directory work, my eyes are too shot for trash this small. So, Thelma, what you want to do? Oh, no, I ain't a bit sleepy. How about a nice cold beer? Well, thank you for asking. I don't mind if I do. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't I go get it for you? Excuse me, sweetie. Thank you, Thelma. You're such a wonderful hostess. Oh, nonsense. Nothing is too good for you. All righty. Here we go. You want a glass? Nah. Can is fine for me. Why dirty another glass? Boy, it sure is quiet in here. Oh, that tastes good. Hey, Herman! Care for a little libation? Hey, tastes great.
less filling.
Yeah, yes, sir, Bob. What could be better? No TV, no reading. Here I am on my own little couch, my own little beer. It's like a dream, Thelma. So peaceful, so quiet. How the hell in girly brown am I gonna get through this weekend?
Hello, is this Mabel Ritterbush? Hi, this is Thelma Harper. You don't know me, but I got your name out of the church phone directory. I was thinking maybe this would be a good time for us to get acquainted. So, did you go to the church services this morning? You know, I will not drive in all of this rain. It's Thelma. Thelma Harper. Yeah, so I read in the church bulletin where Reverend Meacham's sermon today was on the Good Samaritan, champ or chump. So, which was he? Hello? Hello? Well, so much for Christian fellowship. Well, who needs them? I got you, right, pal? Hey, Herman, how about a little Sunday brunch, huh? You know, I wonder if I've been feeding you too much. You can barely waddle on up to the surface there. Hey, you know what? You're big bone, though. You can carry that extra weight. Well, I'd love to stay here and chat with you, Herms, but I got a lot to do in the kitchen. I'll catch you later, big guy. Yes, sir. Oh, happy day. I've been wanting to reorganize this kitchen for 20 years. Thank heavens for this wonderful weekend. Thank heavens. Well, where to begin? Guess I ought to start with the flatware. Now, where would be a really fun place to keep the spoons? Not bad. We'll work on it. Your heart out, Sheila E. Five, six, seven, eight, me and my shadow strolling down the avenue. Me and my shadow. And when it's 12 o'clock, we climb the stairs. We never knock. Cause nobody's there. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. That one was for you, big fella. Thank you.
Tom, how about a nice butter bath for my nice butterball? Now, I know you're all done, but you gotta stay warm for just a few more minutes, because that's when my family will be home. At least they better be home, because I'm running out of things to say to the rear end of a bird.
Grandma, I'm back!
Praise be, a human being.
Well, I made it. I'm a Sigma Alpha Pi.
Oh, brother. This is wonderful. Come on over here. Tell me all about it. Don't you leave out one single detail.
Oh, I'm sorry, Grandma. I'm beat. I've been up for 24 hours straight. I gotta get to bed.
Well, but you can't. I made a fabulous meal for my fabulous family.
Oh, no thanks. They blindfolded me and fed me worms, raw eggs, and chicken guts. I couldn't eat a thing.
Hey, I'll fix your bicarbonate. I'll pump your stomach. Anything. Benton? Naomi? Is that you?
Sure is, Miss Harper.
Oh, my darlings. How was your weekend?
It rained the whole time. We never left the cabin.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Well, don't be, Miss Harper. It was the most romantic weekend of our lives.
Mm-hmm. I will never again smell mosquito repellent without thinking of you.
Benton and Naomi, come and see your curtains. I got them finished. Hey!
Maybe later, Miss Harper. Benton and I got to get down to the basement. We got to try to recapture the spirit of Lake Crippen.
I'll get my tackle box. You grab the tuna.
Yeah!
I don't know why I bothered to make curtains. They'll never turn the lights on to see them. Anyone home? Don't move, sweetie pie. How were those hot springs? Tell all.
Oh, well, it was a nightmare. Mother had an allergic reaction to the eucalyptus wrap. We had to take her to the hospital. Daddy and I spent the whole night in the waiting room.
Well, bless your heart. You'll feel so much better after you've had a nice hot meal. Now, come on, sit down.
Oh, no, Thelma, I can't stay. I just came to pick up Herman.
Oh, well, I'll get him for you. I tell you what. I'm going to miss old Herms blowing all those bubbles. It's kind of like having Lawrence Welk in a jar.
Well, Thelma, what have you done to him? He's huge.
Oh, no, he's not. He's just husky.
Thelma, I left you with a cute little goldfish. I've come back to Jaws.
Well, what say we discuss a diet plan for him over dinner?
Well, no can do. Daddy and I have to salve down Mother every 20 minutes.
But I don't love.
Look, I can't help it, Thelma. Daddy doesn't have the strength to do both sides.
Well, how do you like this? Everybody is home and I'm still alone. Well, who needs any of you? You can all just go straight to hell. Oh, no, don't you give me that noise. What's the good of having my family back home if I can't cuss them out?